Hello, everyone, and welcome back to our virtual Mishnah Berurah here. We're holding in Mishnah Berurah Chelek Daled, and Mirtzah Hashem, today we will be learning Daf Resh Lamed Vav Amid Beis, continuing to learn the halachas of Eruvei Chatzeros. We pick up today on Resh Lamed Vav Amid Aleph, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5 lines off the bottom near the beginning of the line, with the words Chilkuhu B'mechitzais She'ein Noigais LaTikra, right by the Ois Katan Chav Zayin for the Mishnah Berurah. Today's shir will be audio only. Our learning today should be a schus for Akenu Kobes Yisrael, Hanesunim Batzara Ubashivya, Ha'imdim Bein Bayom Ubein Bayabasha, Hamakim Yerachim Aleihem Vietziyam Yitzara Lervacha Me'afela La'ira Umishiba Lugula Hashtabagalo Vizvan Kariv and Emar Amen. Our learning should be a schus for Fu Shalema, for Achya Gadol Man Shemer Ben Esther Fradel, Yitzchak Ben Zion Ben Dusha, Rivka Bas Shiralea, Chava Hadasa Bas Reizel Serel, Yehoshua Levi Ben Ahuva Malkechana. They should all have a Refu Shalema B'Sar Shar Chayil Yisrael. Our learning should be a schus. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam should watch over all of our brothers and sisters who find themselves in harm's way. Amongst them, Yoel Ben Michal, Moshe Aaron Ben Zisel Udel, Reuven Yisrael Ben Tamar. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam should watch over every member of Klal Yisrael B'chol Makaim Shehin. Okay, so let's dive back into the world of Simin Shin Ayin Sif Gimel. We're still over here in Sif Gimel. Again, five lines off the bottom in the Shulchan Aruch, Resh Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, Chilku B'mechitzai. So, we've been discussing this interesting case where you have Chamesh Chaburois. You have five disparate groups of people who have set up Dira in a traklin. We explained that a traklin is a structure. It's basically one large space. You have five groups that have come into this binyan, into this one big room, and they have divided it up with mechitzais in order to set up different living spaces, five different living spaces for the five different groups. This traklin is located in a chotzer, and the shaila that we've been faced with is the traklin. How does the traklin contribute to the Eruvei Chatzeros? Does the traklin make one unified contribution to the Eruvei Chatzeros because we view them as one group? Or do they have to give five different contributions to the Eruvei Chatzeros because we look at the five groups as being independent of each other? Yesterday, we spoke about a case where the five groups divided up their living spaces using mechitzais magiais latikra. They put up curtains, and the curtains go all the way up to the ceiling. Now remember, these are mechitzais geruais. They're flimsy, so to speak, mechitzais. They're only curtains. We're not talking about studs in a sheetrock, but they are mechitzais that go all the way up to the ceiling. And the Mishnah Berurah told us not only do they go all the way up to the ceiling, but they're also fastened to the floor at the bottom. So while they are mechitzais geruais, but they still are mechitzais. So this is the case that we spoke about yesterday. The five groups, they divided up their living spaces using these mechitzais geruais that go from the floor till the ceiling, or at least within three tvachim, within the sheer lavud of the ceiling. The Mechaber told us that in that case, it's going to depend where the Eruvei Chatzeros is being placed. If the Eruvei Chatzeros is being placed in one of the other homes of the Chatzer, remember the way we described the scenario, we have a Chatzer that has four individual private homes, let's say, I'm just making up that number, but there are, let's say, four private homes in the Chatzer, and then there's this traklin. So the Chatzer definitely has to make it Eruvei Chatzeros. If the Eruvei Chatzeros is going to be placed, let's say, in home number two, so the Eruvei Chatzeros is not being placed in the traklin, it's being placed in one of the other homes in the Chatzer. In that case, the Mechaber told us, then the five groups that are in the traklin have to make five different contributions. They have to make five independent contributions to the Eruvei Chatzeros. If you look back at yesterday's shir, we gave one explanation according to Rashi. We gave another explanation according to Rashba, to the Rashba. If, however, the Eruvei Chatzeros is being placed in the traklin, then we said we can view all five groups that are in the traklin as being all together in one bias. After all, they are all living together under the same roof. And since they're the bias, shehaniach bayas ha'eriv, since the Erev is being put in their bias, The halacha always is that the bias that has the Erev doesn't make a contribution to the Erev, and then this traklin would not make any contribution to the Erev whatsoever. In a nutshell, that's the halacha that we learned yesterday. Now we continue in the Mechaber. Now, says the Mechaber, how about chalku b'mechitzai she'enoigais latikra? Let's say these curtains, these mechitzais geruais, they don't go all the way up to the ceiling, or at least to the sheer lavud of the ceiling. Then says the Mechaber, afilu im b'nei achotzer noistim eruvan be'echad misha'ar batei achotzer. In that case, even if the Eruve Chatzerais is going to be placed in home number two, even if the Eruve Chatzerais is going into one of the other homes of the Chatzer, not to the Traklin, where in yesterday's case we said that in that case all five groups have to give five independent contributions to the Erev, but today, in today's case, where the Mechitzais are even more flimsy, they don't go all the way up to the ceiling, Dai be'erev echad l'chol hachamesh chaburais. In this case, the Mechaber says, since their mechitzais don't go all the way up to the ceiling, then even though the Eruve Chatzerais is being put in one of the other bottom of the Chatzer, in this case, all five groups in the Traklin would make only one unified contribution to the Erev because they are considered to be one group, they're considered to be one bias. Says the Mishnah Berurah Katan Chav Zayin, the Mechitzai She'ein Noigais LaTikra, if they separate themselves with curtains that don't go all the way up to the ceiling, Afilu Hei Mechitzais Kevuei Shal Nesarim, says the Mishnah Berurah, this halacha would be true, even if in this case the Mechitzais could be real bona fide mechitzais. They could be made out of studs, 16 inch on center and sheetrock. They could be made out of boards, and they could even be made va'avonim, says the Mishnah Berurah. Even if they're brick mechitzais, va'afilu gevayhais yoyser me'asara. So if you have brick walls separating the five different groups, and the brick walls are more than 10 tefachim tall, so 10 tefachim is usually the shear of a mechitza. But if these are interior partitions in the traklin, and they don't go all the way up to the ceiling, they are not considered to be partitions. Ois katan chavches, and therefore, in this case, if the Eruv is being put in one of the other batei achatzer, dai be'eruv echad, all five groups only have to make one unified contribution to the Eruv Chatzerais, to Kibayis Echad Dami, because they're considered to all be living in one house. So again, today's halacha number one that we're learning is, you have the five different groups that are setting up shop in the traklin. They have separated their living spaces using mechitzais, but the mechitzais do not go all the way up to the tikra. They don't go all the way up to the ceiling. Therefore, they are not considered to be divided. And since they're not considered to be divided, they're considered to all be living in one bias. Therefore, if the Eruv Chatzerais of this Chatzer, even if it's being put in one of the other bottom of the Chatzer, yes, they have to make a contribution, because the bottom line is that the Traklin is a residence inside this Chatzer. So this residence, the Traklin, does have to make a contribution to the Eruv Chatzerais. If not, it'll bring down the entire Eruv, but they only have to make one contribution because they're considered to be all living in one bias. Says the Rama, four lines off the bottom, Hagah, how about im miktsasan asu mechitzais u miktsasan lo yasu? Let's say the five different groups living inside this Traklin, let's say three of them made divisions in between them using mechitzais that go all the way up to the tikra, but the other two only divided themselves with short mechitzas that don't go up to the tikra. So in miktsasan asu mechitzais u miktsasan lo yasu, so you can understand what the halacha will be. Oysan she'asu, the groups that divided themselves with mechitzas that go up to the tikra, heim mechulakim, they're considered to be independent diurin in the chatzer. And therefore, they're going to have to give an independent contribution to the Eruv Chatzerais. But va'oysan she'loyasu, but the other groups who did not make mechitzas that go up to the tikra, heim kimishutafin, they will be considered to be one group. So if two groups decided to lock themselves off with mechitzas that go up to the tikra, those two groups will have to make their own independent contribution to the Eruv Chatzerais. But the other three groups, that are only separated with partitions that go up to the Tikra, they're considered to be one unit. So at the end of the day, this Traklin is going to be making three contributions to the Eruv Chatzeres. Two of the groups will make their own independent contribution. The other three groups are going to make one joint contribution. Says the Mishnah Berurah is Chavtes, also Mechitzais. If some of them made Mechitzais Hamagiais Letikra, and some of them did not, then the ones that did not, is Katan Lamed, Hem Kimishutafen, Pirish. The groups that did not separate themselves with mechitzais that go up to the Tikra, they're going to be considered one unit, and they're going to give one joint contribution to the Eruvei Chatzeres. Says the Mechaber Vayter, three lines off the bottom near the end of the line. V'imhayu diurin ba'aliyos mamish. Let's make the Traklin a little bit more complicated. Now the Traklin is a multi-story structure. So now, if you have a multi-story structure, and you have one group is on the first floor, one group is on the second floor, one group is on the third floor, etc., etc., v'mhayu diurin ba'aliyos mamish, if we're not talking about five groups that are all in one big space, and they're just separated by some kind of mechitzais geruais, like curtains, but instead we're talking about five groups that are in one structure, but they're on five different floors, so they're really, really, really separated. And that's why the Mechaber says, V'mhayu diurin ba'aliyos mamish. Then, afilu nosnu b'nei achotzer ha'erev betraklin. In such a case, even if the Eruv Chatzeres is going to be located in the traklin. Now, yesterday we said that sometimes when you have the Eruv Chatzeres in the traklin, then we consider the entire traklin to be the bias that the Erev is being placed in, and the bias that the Erev is placed in usually doesn't make a contribution to the Erev. So let's say in yesterday's halacha, we said, if the five groups in the Traklin separated themselves with Bechitzais that go all the way up to the Tikra, and the Erev is being placed in the Traklin, well then, we could consider the five groups to be one unified group. Why? So one of the explanations we gave yesterday is, well, they are all living under one roof, right? And the Erev is coming to them, so their Iker Dira is in the Traklin, you know? So in that case, we could say, all right, they're Bayis Echad, and they don't have to give anything. Because all five groups together are one group in the Traklin. The Traklin is the bias that the Erev is being put in. They don't have to make a contribution. But now, says the Mechaber, if they're mamish separated, if they're really, really, really separated, they're on different floors, or like the Mishnah Berurah says, or even if they're not on separate floors, even if they're on one floor, but they're separated with bona fide mechitzais that go from floor to ceiling, but real mechitzais, not mechitzais geruais, they're separated with stone walls, or they're separated with sheetrock walls, but real interior partitions. Well, in that case, afilu nostad b'nei achotzer ha'erev betraklin, even if the Erev is coming to them in the Traklin, tzricha kol chabura v'chabura loses Erev, each one of the different groups is going to have to make a contribution to the Erev, because yeah, it's true that they all live under one roof, right? But this is like an apartment building with separate apartments in it. No, there's no way that we're going to be considering them as being one unit if they're separated with real, absolute, bona fide mechitzos. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Kat Lamed Aleph, Ba'aliyos Mamish, Kvar Kasavnu, the Chafetz Chaim reminds us that we already wrote, Tuhu Adin, Kishen Eschalku HaChaburais, Al Yedei Mechitzos Kevuais. The example of the Mechaber is that they are on different floors. But they don't have to be on different floors. They could be on the same floor, but they're separated by real interior partitions. Kigayin shel nisarim, partitions made out of boards or out of sheetrock or out of brick. And they go, and kevachem magias latikra, since they go up to the ceiling, these are real bona fide mechitzais, and they are certainly considered to be five different groups. And therefore, as katlamid beis, tzvicha kol chabura, each chabura has to make a separate contribution. Va'afilu kishein diyurin acherim b'chotzer, tzvicha lases eruv chatzeres. Even let's say this traklin was actually the only building. Let's say there are no other homes in the chotzer. Let's say there isn't even really a chotzer. Let's say you have an apartment building located on a street, right? So there really is no chotzer, so to speak. But if you have five apartments inside that building, and they're separated by real interior partitions, if they want to be able to transfer from one of their houses to from one of their apartments to another apartment, they have to make it a Eruvei Chatzeros, because there's no way, even though they're in one building, we're not going to consider them to be a bias echad. They're separated by real interior solid partitions that go from floor to ceiling. They're not mechitzais geruois. They're mechitzais gemurois. They're real mechitzais. So they would have to make an Eruvei Chatzeros. Okay, against the backdrop of the halachas that we've been learning until now, now says the Mechaber, second line off the bottom at the end of the line, Aval, however, a case that stands in a little bit of a contrast to what we've been learning until now. Aval. Mi sheyesh lo malamed, oy sofer beveisai. Let's say somebody brought into town a malamed. You know, they didn't have the structured yeshivas, let's say, that we have now. So the townspeople sometimes would get together, they would bring in a malamed, and somebody who had an extra room in his house would put up the malamed. They would give him a room to sleep in. Avamishi yeshla malamed, a cipher, or they needed a cipher in town. So they brought in a cipher, and you have him bebesai. You give him a room in your house. Vechein, another case, talmidim haloimdim bifnei harav. You have, so to speak, a yeshiva. How does this yeshiva work? The Rosh Yeshiva has a nice big house. So the Rosh Yeshiva brings in talmidim, and he gives up four bedrooms of his house to be the dormitory. So you have four bedrooms in the house that have yeshiva bachurim living in them. Boy, the cleaning bill must be epic. V'chein talmidim haloimdim b'fnei harav. You have talmidim that are coming and living in the Rebbe's house. V'darim b'beisai. They live in his house. Kol echad b'chadroi. Each one of them has his own room. So now the question is like this. You have got a fellow, has a big house, right? He's living there with his family. He has four extra bedrooms. He has a malamed in room number one. He has two yeshiva bachurim or three yeshiva bachurim in room number two. He has a cipher in room number four. You know what I mean? So he has other people that are living in his house, and each one of them has their own room. So now do we look at this house as being like a shared rishus? Are we going to say that the malamed or the yeshiva bachurim aser on the owner of the house? Or are we going to say, let's say this house is in a chotzer with five other houses. So the balabas of the house, let's say the Rosh Yeshiva, he's making a contribution to the Eruvei Chatzeros. But how about the malamed? How about the yeshiva bachurim that have their own rooms in this person's house? Do they have to make separate contributions to the Eruvei Chatzeros? I mean, if we analyze this against the backdrop of what we've been learning until now, so let's say it's a contemporary house. If it's a contemporary house, then the malamed, who has his own room, he has a living space that has mechitzais gemurois. It has real bona fide interior partitions that go from the floor to the ceiling. He's got his own room. He's completely cut off from the other people in the house. Maybe he has to make his own contribution to the Eruvei Chatzeros. Says the Mechaber, no. In these cases, turning to Reish Lamed Vav Amud Beis, filu yesh lechalechot pesach pesuach lechotzer. Even if each one of these rooms actually has its own exit to the chotzer, so we're going to make an even stronger argument to make an argument that the malamed or the yeshiva brachim should be considered separate entities. Not only do they have their own rooms, not only are their rooms separated from the rest of the house with bona fide interior partitions, they also each have their own separate entrance to the chotzer. And maybe they even eat and certainly sleep in their own rooms. Einam oisrim. They don't aser on the b'nei chotzer, meaning that they don't have to make their own independent contributions to the Eruvei Chatzeros. And they also don't aser on the balabayas. We're not going to say that the balabayas has to make an Eruvei Chatzeros in his own house because his own house is a shared rishus. No, they are considered to be tuffel to the balabayas. They're secondary to the balabayas. They're part of the balabayas' household. They're not considered to be independent units. Let's take a look here at the Mishnah Berurah. Says the Mishnah Berurah back on Reish Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, Eis Katan Lamed Gimel. Avol Misha Yesh Loi. Hatam, the reason for this halacha is, Keva Chakula Mishtamshin Bishal Bal Habayas. The Malamed, the Yeshiva Bacharim, They're not really independent. They use all of the Balabayas' resources, ba'afia, when they need bread, they bake in the common kitchen, in the Balabayas' kitchen, or even if they don't bake on their own, they eat the baked goods from the Balabayas' kitchen. Ubishal, they get their meals from the Balabayas' kitchen. Ubechol davar, they have their own bedroom where they sleep. But all of the tashmishei habayis, when it comes to eating and drinking and everything else, they are part of the Balabayas' household. Kashivi kulu kilu oichlu v'yeshenim b'makim echad. They are one member of the common household that belongs to the Balabayas. V'afa pi sheyesh leh pesach litzad hachatzer. Even if they have two doors to their room, they have one door that opens to the interior of the house, but they also have another door that opens up out to the chatzer. Nikra'im al shem Balabayas. They're considered to be a member of the household of the Baal Habayis. They are not independent. V'oid. And there's another reason for this halacha, and that is, let's take the case of the Malamed. So the town brought in a Malamed, and now Reuven, who had an extra bedroom in his house, is lending a bedroom to the Malamed. The Malamed needed a place to sleep. He also needs a place to eat, right? So Reuven is kind of like making a little bit of a bed and breakfast, but he's not charging. He has this guy living in his house. He's dependent on his kitchen, but he has his own room. Now he's lending the room to the guy. Says the Mishnah Berurah, "Vay de'en mashalahem rishusay lesser alav." We have what we call an umdana. There is a halachic assumption, which is that when Reuven agreed to lend the Malamed a room, he didn't agree to lend the Malamed a room and give him bailus over the room, give him ownership over the room to the extent that he's going to create a halachic problem for Reuven. Reuven didn't agree to lend him space so that he should be able to aser on him and make him make it a Reuven Chatzeros. But, says the Mishnah Berurah, v'chol zeh b'shehayo sho'ul lohem. But this halacha is only true if the space is being lent out to the Malamed, or it's being lent out to the Yeshiva Bachram. Avalim hayomokai machadarim konui oy muskar lehem. But if you sold a room for the Malamed, or you rented a room to the Malamed, in that case, oy afilu b'shol, or even if you did only lend it, rak shebishtamshu kalecha b'fnei atzmai b'chedroi, but maybe the Malamed has a kitchenette in his room, so he's not dependent on your home, then oisrin. Then they are going to aser. They're going to have to make their own contribution to the larger Iruvi Chatzeros. And if there is no larger Iruvi Chatzeros, because this house is not located in a chatzer, the Balabayas is going to have to make it Iruvi Chatzeros with him, because his house is now a shared rishus. The Balabayas has his living room, dining room, kitchen, master bedroom, and a bedroom for his kids. And then there's also another room in this house that belongs to somebody else. Either it was sold to him, or it was rented out to him, or it was lent to him, but it was lent to him in such a manner that he doesn't need the rest of the house. He has a kitchenette, he does his own cooking in that room, he has a table in that room where he eats. In that case, he's independent. So he would have to make an independent contribution to the larger Iruve Chatzeres, and if it's just a house on a street, then the Balabais would have to make an Iruve Chatzeres with the Malamed if he wants to be able to transfer from his part of the house to the Malamed's part of the house, or the Malamed wants to come to the study and take out a volume of the Shas to learn the daf and take it back into his room, so he wants to transfer from the house into his study, into his bedroom, he's going to have an Iruve Chatzeres. The dafka b'tziru shtei atayim b'yachad makilinin, because we could only be makel when we have both of these rationales to be makel together. One is that the room is only being lent to them, and the other prerequisite is that he uses the tashmishei habayis of the Balabayas. The chol zeh b'shalom yohayel Balabayas etzlam tfisas yad. However, there is another factor we have to take into consideration, and that's the factor of tfisas yad. The Elavachi, if the Balabayas has a Tfisas Yad in the Malamed's room, so then the Mutter B'chol Gavdi V'chadal B'siv Beis, if the Balabayas rented out a room to the Malamed, and he owns the refrigerator in the room, and he owns the dresser in the room, and he owns the beds in the room, well then, even though it's rented out to the Malamed, the Balabayas has a Tfisas Yad, and since he has a Tfisas Yad, it's considered a Bayas Echod. Okay, Iskat Lamed Hey, the final Mishnah Berurah on this very complex sif, says the Mishnah Berurah, the Mechaber said, Einam Oisrim. In the case of the Melamed, the Yeshiva Bachrim, the room is lent out to them. They have a, even if they have a Pesach Pesuach Lechotzer, even though they have their own rooms, but since the room is only lent to them, and since they come on to the Balabayas for their cooking and their eating and everything else, Einam Oisrim. Oiskat Lamed Hey, Al Anche Chotzer, Veloy Ze Al Ze. They don't aser on the larger Anche Chotzer. If this house is in a Chotzer with other Batim, and they made in Eruvah Chatzerois, this Malamed, these Yeshiva Bachrim, do not have to contribute to the Eruvah Chatzerois. They also don't aser on the Balabayas. Moving along to Sif Dalet, end of the top line, Reish Lamed Vav Amud Bey says to Mechaber. We get a little bit easier now. Says the Mechaber, Anche Chotzer Shayu Kulam Oichlim Al Shulchan Echad. Let's say you have our standard issue case that we've been using over and over again. You've got a Chotzer, and in the Chotzer there are 21 units. But, you know, there's one fellow in the Chotzer who's a very generous guy, and he has a very, 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 very large house, and he has a massive dining room, and everybody eats by Reuven de Gvir. There's Reuven de Gvir in unit number 15, massive dining room. He invites everybody over, so everybody eats in the dining room in unit 15 together. Anche chotzer sheyu kulam oichlam al shulchan echad. They all eat together in one room on one table. Afa pishikal echad yesh li bayis bifnei atzmai. Even though everybody's got their own house in the chotzer, and they all go home to sleep, Einam tzrichim eruv. This chatzer does not require in eruv chatzerais. Mepnei shehem ka'anche bayis echad. Because guess what? They all live together in unit 15, right? I mean, let's take a step back for a minute. What does eruv chatzerais do? We have 21 units. Everybody lives in their own house. Everybody eats in their own house. We need an eruv chatzerais. What do? Everybody chips into a box of matzah. They put the box of matzah in unit number 15. Now that everybody's box of matzah is in unit 15, we say that they all live in unit 15. Now you no longer need, now everything is good. Well, in the case that the Mechaber just gave you, everybody is eating together in unit 15. Ein lecha iruvei chatzerais gedoyle mizu. You basically have an iruvei chatzerais. So you don't need an eruv because everybody lives in unit 15. Says the Mishnah, Eichel Mashulchan Echad, Afa Bishkal Echad Eichel Mishaloi. This is true, even if they're not all eating Reuven's food. Reuven has a massive dining room, and he has good air conditioning. So he's inviting everybody to come eat by him, but he's not giving them chalent. They're all bringing their own chalent. So they're all eating their own food, but they're all eating together in the same bias in the chotzer. The chotzer does not need in a Reuven Chatzeres. And this is true, why it's cut Lamed Zayin, even though yesh lei bayis bifnei atzmai, even though they each have their own house, lelina, for sleeping, v'lesha'ar tashmishin, and for sitting down and chazering dirshu, Shabbos afternoon, u'kidla kamei. They all have their own houses. But since they all eat together in unit 15, even though they're eating their own food, it's considered like they all live there, and the chatzer does not need in a Reuven Chatzeres. Going weiter, third line down, a little bit before the middle of the line. V'im hutzrichu la'aseis eruv v'manche chotzer acheres. Okay. Let's say you have chotzer A. Chotzer A has 21 units in it. They all eat together in unit 15. Well, we just said that since they all eat together in unit 15, we consider them to be one big unified group. We look at it as if they all live in unit 15. Now, next door to Chotzer A, you have Chotzer B. Chotzer B, there's a fence between Chotzer A and Chotzer B, but it's got a gate. You could open up the gate and you could go back and forth between Chotzer A and Chotzer B. If you want to be able to transfer from the houses in Chotzer A to the houses in Chotzer B, or vice versa, or you want to transfer from a house in Chotzer A to the Chotzer in Chotzer B, or vice versa, you needed a Reuven Chatzeres between Chotzer A and Chotzer B. They need to join in an Eruve Chatzeres, right? So now, in Chotzer A, everybody's considered to be one happy family. In Chotzer B, you've got 20 separate units, and they don't all eat together in one home. Now they want to join in an Eruve Chatzeres. Okay, so the people of Chotzer A need to make a contribution to this Eruve Chatzeres. How many contributions do they make? says the Mechaber, im hutzer kolases eriv im anchi chotzer acheres, if the joint families in chotzer A want to join in an eruv chatzeris with chotzer B, eruv echad lekulan, they only need one pas for the eruv. Upas echad bilvad meilichid la'isay makom shar marvinimai. What this means in English is, usually, in a standard issue case of Chatzar A and Chatzar B getting together for an Eruv Echatzeres, all 20 people from Chatzar A, all 20 people in Chatzar B, all have to give contributions to this big Eruv Echatzeres. But in our scenario, all the people in Chatzar A are considered to be one group, because they all eat together in Unit 15. So they only make one contribution, and they give one pass to the Eruv. And if the Erev is actually coming into Chatzar A, Einam Tzvichim Lasis Erev, they don't have to make a contribution to the Erev at all. In that case, what would happen is the people of Chatzar B would get together, they would each make a contribution to the Eruv Chatzeres, they would bring the contributions to Chatzar A, and then that's it. They make an Eruv Chatzeres. But the people from Chatzar A don't have to make a contribution, because they're considered to be a bias Echad, and they're the bias Shemenichim by Erev. So they don't have to make a contribution. Shakal elu abatim kabayis echadim chashuvim, because they are all considered to be one. Says the Mishnah, "Kat lam ches erev echad lekulan ve'ezav yem sheyirtzi yachal liten apas." In this case, the people of Chatzar A only have to make one contribution to the erev, and that contribution could be made by anybody in Chatzar A. Ve'ein tzarich lezakos, and he doesn't have to be. He doesn't have to hand it over to somebody else and say to him, be mezaka in this pass for all of the residents of Chatzar A. No, because there's only one resident in Chatzar A. They're all considered one unified group. The shlichusa de kulu kavit. Whoever hands over the pass from Chatzar A to the Erev for Chatzar B is going to be doing it on behalf of everyone. Okay, let's go weiter, says the Ramah, Hagah. V'chein, a similar case, where we're going to view a large group as being one. The chain, em harbe balabatim oichlim becheder echad. The case of the mechaber was that everybody is getting together. They're all eating in Reuven's massive dining room in unit number 15. And the mechaber said they're all eating on one table. Says the Ramah, Hagah, the chain, em harbe balabatim oichlim becheder echad, kol echad al shulchanoi. Maybe Reuven has a massive dining room, and he puts out place cards, and there's one round table for the people of unit number one, there's another round table for the people of unit two, there's another round table for the people of unit three. They're not all eating on one table. They're all eating on individual tables that are set up for each unit, but they're all still eating in unit number 15 by Reuven. That's the chiddush that the Ramah is coming to add. They're all eating in one room in unit 15, but it's kol echad al shulchanoi. But each one has his own individual table. Again, even though they all go home to sleep, eruv echad lekulam, they're still considered one unit in the context of eruv echatzerais. Since they're not separated by mechitzais, have a kechamitra sheshavsu betraklin. This goes back to Sif Gimel. It's similar to the case in Sif Gimel where you have five groups. If they don't have mechitzais that separate them, that go up to the tikra, they're considered one unified group. So too over here. It's true that they're each eating on a separate table, but they're not separated by mechitzais. V'afa pisha parsel l'pa'amim v'ilayin l'fneim l'tznius. Even if sometimes they put up a little bit of a mechitza between the tables to give the people sitting and eating by the tables a little privacy. Loi mikvi mechitza, that's not considered a mechitza. Hayo v'loi havisham bikvius, since these are movable partitions that are only there for tznius, they're not there for to make real mechitzais, they're not mechitzais, they don't divide them into separate groups. Says the Mishpareis Katlam B'tes, v'chein kolechad al shulchanoi, ha-ramah hoisif, the chiddush that the Ramah is adding over here is, the lav davkal shulchan echad. It doesn't have to be like the Mechaber said, that they're all eating in unit number 15 on one table. Tu'ad din al shulchanos v'yuchadois. Even if they have individual tables, one for unit number one, one for unit number two, etc., etc. Ha'il shein b'bayis achas, Since they're in one house, they're considered a unified group. It's comparable to the case of the five groups in the traklin in Sif Gimel. If they don't have mechitzay samagiyas letikra, valgein. Since the Rambam is making this comparison, it comes out, afilu ha'isa sham mechitza, even if there is a mechitza between the tables, el she'ein magia letikra, but it doesn't reach the ceiling, ha'isamach labasai shalosh atvachim, or within the sheer lavad of the ceiling, havi ki'ilu eina, it's as if it's not there, v'chein isa, bebesi ha'isif. He's cut mem aleph, the Rambam said, even if they put up partitions between the tables for tznius, since they're not there b'kvius, they don't count. Dein personally saw elikisha isa dvar tznius. They only put up these little mechitzais between the tables when people sitting at a table have a need for privacy. But they're not there to be real mechitzais. All right, let's go a little bit weiter. Let's start Sif Hei. Says the Mechaber. Mi she'oichel b'makam echad. If somebody eats in one place, the yashen b'makam acher, and he sleeps in another place. And the Mishnah Berurah says what this means is, you have somebody who has a house in Chatzar A, but he never eats in his house in Chatzar A. He has another place in Chatzar B, and he eats in Chatzar B. So we're talking about somebody who has a place in two different Chatzeres. He sleeps in one Chatzar, he eats in the other Chatzar. The question is, what's considered to be his Iker Dira? Wherever his Iker Dira is, he's going to be considered one of the diurin. He's going to be considered a resident of the chotzer that has his ikar dira. And in that chotzer, he's going to aser. In that chotzer, he's going to have to contribute to the eruv chatzerais. And if he doesn't, he's going to bring down the eruv. But in the other chotzer, he's not going to be considered a resident. So in that chotzer, he does not have to give to the eruv chatzerais. Which one is considered to be his residence? His ikr dira is considered to be where he eats. Like we said, pita garam. The bread is the deciding factor. The food is the deciding factor. Visham hu oiser. And that's where he's going to be considered a resident that could aser on the other b'nei achatzer, and therefore he has to contribute to the eruv chatzeres. Hilkach, therefore, based on this halacha, the Mechaber gives us an interesting case. Ha'achin, you have brothers. You have a family that have got six siblings. There are six children, six sons in this family. Hilkach, ha'achin, brothers. Sha'oichlim beveis avihem. They eat in their father's house. They all go for Shabbos to eat by their father. Their father lives in Chatzar A. One brother lives in Chatzar B. Another brother lives in Chatzar C. Another brother lives in Chatzar D, etc., etc. But what does that mean that they live in the other Chatzeres? That's where their houses are, where they go to live and sleep. But where do they eat? They eat by their father. Their father's house is in Chatzar A. So they're not going to aser on either Chatzar. They're not going to aser on the Chatzar that they sleep in, because they're not considered a resident where they sleep. They're considered a resident where they eat. But they're also not going to aser on the chatzar that they eat in. You know why? Because they don't eat in their own house, in the chatzar that they eat in. They eat in their father's house. So they're guests by their father. So they're members of their father's household. So their father asers on the b'nei chatzar, and the father has to make a contribution to the Erev. But they don't. Let's see this. In the Mishnah Berurah, says the Mishnah Berurah cut men beis v'yashen b'makam acher v'tzayin alarma b'chatzar acher. We're talking about two different chatzeros. It's cut men gimel enam oisrim pirish loy b'makam ashena. These brothers aren't going to aser in the chatzar that they sleep in. Kishalo ervu imshar anche chatzar. If they don't contribute to the ruv chatzeros in the chatzar that they sleep in, it's not a problem. They won't aser on the other b'nei chatzar because they're not considered residents of that chatzar. V'loy b'makam achila. They're also not going to aser in the chatzar that they're eating in. Shehem nigrarin acharavien v'yotzim be'eruvai, because they're considered to be part of their father's household because they're eating on their father's table, and their father's house is covered by the father's contribution to the eruvai chatzeros. We're going to stop over here. We'll continue next time with the next case over here, two lines off the bottom in the Shulchan Aruch. Thank you so much for joining me for Liman HaTorah, discussing Liman HaTorah. Should be making a ganz klal Yisrael, the Rebbe should send Yeshua's refuah, parnasah, shidduchim, to those in need. We should be zeichet to see the Biyaskal Tzedek, b'mheirav Yomeinu Amen. Be well.